Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. On the broadcast today, Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4 for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours, too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Congressman Stephen Horsford of CD4. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir, as always.
It's so good to be back. Thank you.
You serve on House Ways and Means, the House Budget Committee, Natural Resources. You're the House Whip for the Democrats. It's quite a portfolio.
I'm very honored to be serving the people of Nevada. I'm trying to put it all to good use. Obviously, landing a spot on the House Ways and Means Committee is a very important seat for our state, for all of our major industry, for us to be able to fight on behalf of Nevada families every single day. My budget assignment is I'm one of five of the Ways and Means members on the Budget Committee, so that's part of the reason why I got that assignment, and it allows me to be able to see firsthand how we are prioritizing our federal budget and putting Nevada families and American families first. And then, as you know, my district has over 80% federally managed lands between the BLM, Wildlife, and Forest Service, so it's important for us to have a voice on that committee. I'm on the subcommittee on public lands, and it makes sure that I'm able to advocate for our constituents, particularly in the rural parts of our district.
Okay, so let's jump into that area. What's the biggest water issue you're dealing with in Nevada right now?
Well, the access to water is always the number one issue. Making sure that we get another public lands bill through this next Congress. I've been working with Congressman Mark Amaday on that. He's handling the northern lands priorities. I'm working on the southern lands priorities, and we hope to be able to put it into an omnibus Nevada lands bill.
Oh, really? To put all these lands bills into one bill?
It really would help us make the argument that we are trying to address all the needs of Nevada, whether it be around the Fallon Naval Base up in Nye County, or Nellis Air Force Base.
Churchill, by the way.
Churchill County, yep. Or Nellis Air Force Base in our district, making sure that we have the balance between conservation and economic development priorities, and that we're doing everything that we can to preserve our public lands for future generations.
Okay, so are you comfortable, because others are not, with the withdrawal of land for Fallon and for Nellis?
We are looking into both of those issues. There's ongoing negotiations. I just asked for some additional information from the Department of Defense and the Department of Interior. There were some memorandums of understanding that were supposed to be in place for the last 20 years that appear not to have been followed. So before I take any public position, I'm going to do a little bit more homework. I met recently with the conservation community and those who are looking to protect the desert refuge around Nellis Air Force Base, and I have heard their concerns and am taking those to heart before we make a final decision.
Are you comfortable with the concept of what the military needs?
Well, I meet with the commander at Nellis Air Force Base in Creech at least once a quarter, and they have expressed to us their priorities. Now, the issue with the expansion actually at the desert refuge is actually coming out of the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. It's a federal priority, not something that our local commander has asked for. So right. That's another reason why I'm seeking more information before we take a formal position.
And you know, for those that may not understand, they want these training areas because they need to be able to replicate real-life action. Mm-hmm. And they feel that they don't have enough without having these additional withdrawals. Is that correct?
That's their contention. However, you know, Nevada has always done our part when it comes to military preparedness, making sure that we are helping to address our national security. Again, Nevada, my district, Nevada's 4th District, is home to the Nevada, to Nellis Air Force Base, the Nevada Test Site, Creech Air Force Base, the Hawthorne Army Depot. So we've done more than our part. Obviously, I'm sensitive to making sure that they continue to have the tools and resources that they need, but we need to balance that against the conservation priorities of the people who live and work in Nevada.
All right, so let's talk about the lithium mine project in southern Nevada. The Las Vegas Review-Journal referred to some of the conservation community as utilizing a fig leaf to be, you know, with this wildflower to stop the progress of the lithium mine. Where's the level, you know, and obviously, you know, the environmental community is a big part of support for the Democratic base. Where do you sit on this? Because, you know, it seems to me, you know, observing all of this, that the environmental community doesn't want anything expanded, and yet we need to have economic development in rural Nevada of one kind or another. Mm-hmm. So can you address that for me?
Well, my experience is that it's all about the balanced approach. I believe that we can have both conservation and protect our environment while providing for economic development that is smart and innovative. I think that it's a false choice that says that we can't have both. The lithium mine project is right outside of Tonopah. It's in the heart of my district. Obviously, it would be a great opportunity for the future development of Nevada, particularly with the Tesla Gigafactory up in northern Nevada and the future potential for us to have additional plants brought to Nevada. So, again, I'm listening to all sides, but my experience, the work that I've already done on public lands, whether it was in the state Senate or here at the federal level when I was in the first time, we've done big public lands bills. And every time we've done them with a balance between conservation and economic development. And so I hope to be able to strike that same balance this time on any project going forward.
You dropped something tantalizing there, which I've got to pick up on, which was you said additional plants coming to Nevada. Are there any that you are aware of that are in the process of moving to Nevada at this point? We know, or at least we understand, that there is the potential for the expansion of the Gigafactory to actually produce trucks, you know, autonomous vehicles, because they would be much closer to the source of the batteries.
Mm-hmm. Look, Nevada is a great place to do business.
Yes, it is.
And I know that when you are looking between California and other places, and you're looking at their tax environment, you're looking at their available land and the cost of land, when you're looking at the workforce and the ability of our workforce to deliver for them, I know Nevada is a very attractive place to do business. And so I'm trying to keep every potential opportunity available. I want to create as many good paying jobs that provide livable wages with great benefits and opportunities to advance. That's what I've always been about. Nevada, we've seen record job growth. It's been over 5 years, 63 months, month after month. Now, some of that has not always been in the sectors that I would like to see as we diversify our economy to make sure that we're paying people the living wages that they need. And that's why I'm hopeful that Nevada will be able to get new projects, whether it be in car manufacturing, whether it be in renewables, whether it be, in technology and drones. There's a number of areas that are Nevada is uniquely positioned to do that no other state or region of the country can offer.
Okay, obviously I know about non-disclosure agreements, so therefore there may be things that you are privy to that you could not share the name of a company. But do you believe that there are one, two, three companies out there with major projects that are looking seriously at Nevada right now?
My understanding is that the governor and other groups are actively recruiting major companies to Nevada, and I am hopeful that we can continue to incentivize them to come to Nevada, not just by offering them tax incentives, which we've done in the past, but my job at the federal level is to make sure that we have a tax code that actually supports that innovation. For example, if we're going to do stuff around electric vehicles, we need to have a tax code that incentivizes that type of development. We don't have, fossil fuels and other major sectors of the economy. So we've got to make sure that the tax code at the federal level allows us to be able to compete for the types of projects that will create good jobs, make sure that those companies are investing in Nevada people, and that they're good for the fabric of the state that we are continuing to build in our great state.
Okay, can you explain a little more clearly, when you say changes in the tax code, mm-hmm. what does that mean?
So my job on the Ways and Means Committee is to make sure that we're leveraging the federal tax code effectively for the types of projects that we want to bring in. So for example, we are debating in the coming weeks a package of new tax provisions expanding and extending the renewable energy tax credit, for example, making sure that we address this electric vehicle tax incentives that the industry would like to see for the type of new development that's going to occur, not the manufacturing that we've seen in Detroit or in other places of the country, but the new type of development that's going to occur. So those are the areas that I'm looking to uniquely position Nevada to be able to compete based on the new sectors that we're growing in.
More with Congressman Horsford when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Hortsford of Congressional District 4. Water from Eastern Nevada, is that ever going to go to Southern Nevada? I mean, in the past conversations I've had, it seems like we're getting to the point, at least regarding the Nevada legislature, that the cost of importing that water into Southern Nevada would be beyond what people in Southern Nevada could afford. Mm-hmm. Is that your understanding?
You know, I was meeting with the leaders in White Pine County recently when I went out for a town hall in Ely. Obviously, they expressed their concerns about that project. And what I've really been trying to focus on are alternatives to producing more water options so that this isn't the only option on the table. For example, there's a real opportunity around water desalinization that would help parts of California tremendously. That would then allow us to renegotiate the allocation of water from the Colorado River in order to get Nevada to get more of our share. So those are things that are realistic. There's a lot of new research and
okay,
technology.
So let me interrupt you and back you up here a second. So it took Senator Reid 30 years to negotiate the Truckee River Operating Agreement. Are you looking at a 50-year project to renegotiate the water rights on the Colorado River and for California if you were to be able to build the desalination plants?
So this is not just an issue that's a priority for Nevada. I talked to my colleagues in California. Actually, I was on a trip to Israel with a number of my colleagues, Democrats and Republicans, and we visited a desalinization plant. The same type of plant that they have in Israel, they are looking to develop in two locations in California as we speak. Based on that new...
Can you tell me where?
Based on those new projects, that would automatically change the equation that we've historically had.
I understand that. And I think that would be great. But my thought is that California, who basically couldn't get both of their major water providers to sign off on the Colorado River Agreement, would have a hard time, even if they got desalinated water, from giving up any rights on the Colorado River. I mean, what kind of assurances have you got?
These are initial conversations. First, we've got to show that the new development, new technology around desal really does work and would address the water needs of the central part of California and certain urban areas in Southern California. So I think that's phase one. Obviously this is a long-term priority that we need to address, but that has been my focus at the federal level, is to broaden the discussion, identify more opportunities and resources so that we're not just focused on, you know, taking water from one part of Nevada for the needs of another part. That alone is not a future that's going to sustain us in the long term.
Okay, have you, obviously you've had discussions with the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Do they believe that they would be able to open up negotiations with the other water rights holders on the Colorado River to make something like this happen? Because Nevada, as we all know, has the smallest share of the Colorado River.
It's definitely been one of the contentions that we've made for a very long time.
Right.
Obviously, Pat Mulroy and people who have a lot more expertise than I do have the history and have fought this fight for a very long time. But I'm looking into the future and really what we need to do to make sure that we're positioned, not just Nevada, but I'm talking about the entire Intermountain West. And looking at our water needs from a regional perspective, not just based on the growth demands in one part of our state alone.
Okay, so but basically, to go back to my original point, this is a 20-30-year project minimum, would it not be, to be able to renegotiate the rights on the Colorado River?
It's not going to happen overnight. I'll give you that point.
Okay, we'll take a break. More with Congressman Hortsford, and some bills are actually going to go through when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfoot of CD4. Capping drug costs for seniors. As a senior who takes drugs, this will be a wonderful thing. Where are we with this?
So we have four of my bills that are actually scheduled for a markup tomorrow.
As we're taping this,
in the Ways and Means Committee, the Health Subcommittee. And so the four bills, one would cap the out-of-pocket costs. Right now, Medicare beneficiaries pay up as much as $5,100 per year out-of-pocket for their medicines out of Medicare Part D. My bill would cap that at $2,000 a year, saving seniors on average about $3,100. We also have a bill to allow Medicare to be able to directly negotiate for lower cost drugs based on the congressional budget report. That alone would provide $345 billion in savings over 10 years, allowing us to invest in new innovations and cures, and also expand coverage for more Medicare beneficiaries, including dental, vision, and hearing, which since 1965 in Medicare has not been offered.
Except for cataract surgery.
Well, yeah, based on required doctor orders, but for normal, just being able to go see an eye doctor, get glasses or contact lenses, being able to get an annual dental screening and cleaning, as well as potential dentures and hearing aids. I have constituents who are paying out of pocket. Someone told me $1,500 for a hearing aid. That's not covered under Medicare. Under our bill, it would be covered.
So what kind of pushback are you getting from pharma?
On the lowering the prescription drug prices, obviously big pharma is trying to fight us every step of the way because they've been gouging consumers for a very long time. Last year, big pharma made $400 billion in profits in 2018, in 1 year. Why? Because the cost of life-saving medications, whether it be insulin, whether it be heart medicine, whether it be medicines for cancer or asthma, they've gone up exponentially. A family in 1960 used to only spend $90 per year on medicines. Today, an average family spends over $1,200 a year. It's unconscionable, and that's why we're finally going to take this federal prohibition that does not allow Medicare to directly negotiate. We're going to eliminate that and force the Department of Secretary of Health and Human Services to be able to negotiate directly with drug companies.
How does it look when you look across at the Senate on this bill?
So my bill dealing with out-of-pocket caps is already introduced and moving in the Senate. Theirs, they capped it at $3,100. Ours, we cap it at $2,000. So I think my bill's a little better for the average senior. But the fact that they're already moving on it shows you that this is something that has bipartisan support. The bill dealing with expanding coverage for dental, hearing, and vision is a House Democrat priority. We want to put the savings back into Medicare. We don't want to take it and use it for some other purpose. We want to make sure that it stays within the Medicare Trust Fund. And then I have one other bill dealing with health occupants, occupations, and providing grants for community colleges and universities to train low-income individuals and people who are otherwise on TANF to be able to train to enter the workforce as nurses, as nursing aides, and other high-demand health occupations. You know, we have a huge healthcare shortage in Nevada, and this is one way that we can address it.
Okay, I've got one other quick question here. We're running out of time. The safe banking for marijuana firms to be able to actually not go around with literally sackfuls of cash. How confident are you that this is going to get through the Senate when Mitch McConnell might support hemp, but not sure about marijuana? And we have about 20 seconds.
Okay. They should pass it. There are Republicans like Cory Gardner and others who have legal marijuana in their states. It is unsafe. We need to have federal regulation on it. I'm proud to be a co-sponsor. We're working on this issue as well as other taxation issues.
Are you optimistic?
Well, when it comes to the Senate, I can't say much more than the people should call their senators and demand that Senate Leader McConnell bring these bills up for a vote. We've done our job in the House. It's time for the Senate to do their job.
Congressman Stephen Horsford, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. Compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We'll have more of our congressional delegation on the next broadcast. We'll see you then.